Good morning, a Monday morning. Joining us, Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, we have a number of things to talk about. Let's talk about the Child Victims Act and the window opening on Wednesday for lawsuits to begin.
This was a long time coming for a lot of victims of child sex abuse who never thought they'd see the day, but there will be a one-year window opening. So if under the previous law you were no longer able to bring a lawsuit because the statute of limitations had expired, now get a chance for 1 year to file those lawsuits. Thousands of lawsuits potentially are expected to be filed, and I'm sure everyone has seen the ads for lawyers looking for clients to bring such lawsuits.
There's also a slew of bills signed by the governor last week. Why don't you update us on what went through?
Yeah, there was a bunch. Everything from expanding domestic violence protections, including the definition of domestic violence, to include economic abuse like identity theft. There's another law that would allow voting by mail in case a domestic abuse survivor is afraid to go and vote. There was a school bus camera bill that will allow districts to put cameras on stop arms to catch motorists who pass stop school buses, which puts kids in jeopardy. There was a voting safety bill. The human rights law was changed to make employers, they can't refuse to hire someone based on their attire or facial hair if it's based on their religion. So we're going to be seeing a lot of that. They passed over 900 bills this year, and the governor has until December 31st to sign them or veto them. So we're going to be seeing batches of them go up and be acted upon in the next few weeks and coming months.
Will the state comptroller get his pre-audit powers back legislatively or administratively?
It's a good question. The legislature wanted to do that, and the governor tried to preempt them by striking a deal in January with the comptroller, Tom DiNapoli, saying, we have a deal where we're going to put it into place administratively, but it never happened. So now people are wondering what is going on, and what this would allow is that the comptroller would be able to pre-audit contracts before they go into effect. We saw potentially what happened, or maybe what happened with the Buffalo Billions scandal, that the comptroller did not have power to pre-audit, and we saw a bid rigging situation. So we'll see what the governor does. The feeling is he doesn't really want the oversight. He said it to get the legislature off his back, but now there's pressure for him to finally put a deal in place.
Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, joining us on a Monday. Always a pleasure. Ken, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.